and happy with Lee B and the Nixter on WCR.
So, tell me, Ollie. Explain again why you decided to manufacture tiny...
Life-size.
Tiny life-size models of yourself.
Prick up your ears, I shall explain. More burn sauce, anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go on then, just a spot.
You know these brown sauce sandwiches are great.
You like any old sandwich.
You're right, I do. And sandwiches don't get much older than my emergency peanut and gherkin egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. In case of emergency, break glass, eat sandwich.
Yes, it's been up there for so long, I can't remember. Although I think it had something to do with the Berlin Wall.
Don't tell me. It was part of it.
Jenny.
What?
Don't be rude to our friend.
Oh, stuff that. We're rude to him all the time on the show.
Yeah, I know that, but he's taking us hostage now. Isn't that right, Ollie?
Who's an ostrich?
No, not ostrich. Hostage.
Nixter's being very quiet.
I'm still chewing on the crust.
It was a tough one. I was hoping that the brown sauce would disguise it.
Yes, well, if we're not to be your hostages, then we're going to take our leave. See ya!
Oh, no you don't. Droids!
Leave my sandwiches! Fettick! Leave my sandwiches! Fettick! Leave my sandwiches! Leave my sandwiches! Leave my sandwiches! Fettick!
Oh no, not the Ollie droids!
You built all these!
They are my only friends now.
Oh, we're your friends?
Sounds like it. This whole script seems to have been devised solely to take the mick out of me.
Yeah.
Droids, take them away! I've got special plans for them.
Get us out!
Why have we been strapped into this infernal machine?
Why else? This, if you hadn't already guessed, is the sandwich room.
The sandwich room?
Oh, great, I'm starving.
Oh, you're not going to eat the sandwiches, are you?
No.
Oh, look, it's obvious. He's going to turn us into sandwiches. You're insane.
Yes, I know. I even grown a little goatee beard, especially for the occasion.
Ollie's turned evil!
Evil Ollie.
Are you evil, Ollie?
Oh, I don't know. Things are just heading that way. But all I've really ever wanted was to be liked.
And large.
Light and large? Oh, you have no real idea just how humiliating it is to be the world's smallest giant. So now, I have no option but to turn you all into sandwiches and then eat you all up, right down to the last crumb.
Makes perfect sense to me.
There is no possible logical solution as to how you can escape. So I'm going to leave the room and leave the door wide open.
The evil...
Ollie.
Yes.
No, we were just saying evil Ollie.
Well,
you can go now.
Okay.
Right, he's gone.
Now, how do we get out of here again?
Again? Why, how many times have you been put in the sandwich machine?
You sounded really posh just then.
Did I?
Yeah, and now we'll all be the upper crust.
That's terrible.
Hello!
Mr. Custer.
He appeared out of nowhere.
I'm back!
And your front too.
Eh?
Oh, never mind her. Just get us out of this sandwich machine, pronto.
Sandwich machine? Oh my good gracious, that sounds serious.
It is.
Get us out.
Hang on a tick. I've never handled a sandwich machine before.
You mean you tend to eat out?
What?
You don't like packed lunches?
Well, not when my best friends are in danger of becoming bread snacks, no.
Hear that, guys? Mr. Custer says we're his best friends.
That's wonderful. Wonderful, man.
Bravo, Mr. Custer. Bravo!
Well, of course you're my best friends. Who else would allow me on their show? Now then, don't rush me.
Don't rush you?
I've got to concentrate, you know. Overriding sandwich machines can be risky business. Ah, yes, of course. How silly of me. He's fixed it with a Grassic lock mechanism.
Which means?
It means that all I have to do is work out a fairly elementary piece of higher Venusian mathematics. Blarg plus thal equals hyper gamma... Delta. That sort of thing, you know.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Now, where's my pencil? I put it somewhere. Ah!
Oh, stranger!
Hey!
Hello!
Oh, Dr. Strangeglove.
Yes, that's me! And Clothes Pegasus as well.
Nay!
I'm back!
Well, kindly go away again.
What?
Get lost.
Oh, that's nice, that is. That's very nice. I came all this way to rescue you, and all you can do is moan, moan, moan.
You've killed Mr. Custer? Oh, no, I didn't mean that one.
Still got a hold of your mixing desk, Mr. B.
Yeah, I'm working it with me right here.
Where?
Right here. See?
Mr. Custer? He's not very well, you know.
He was trying to get us out.
Get you out? Do you need his permission? I mean, don't you think you're old enough to go out on your own? Cloud City is a very nice place. Everyone is friendly except for the E-man. Go home! Now then, what can I do for you?
Get us out!
Okay. It's a Mark 7 human sandwich maker, right? Right, so it should be fitted with a Grassic lock mechanism. Did you hear that? Grassic bark!
Look, Dr. S, as much as I admire your work at the Weirdery, I somehow don't think you're quite capable as Mr. Custer in your knowledge of Venusian mathematics.
And what makes you say that?
Well, you've never been in space before, have you?
I have.
Have you?
I went to the moon last week. Plenty of sand up there.
What?
What? I never said anything, did
you,
I?
You did.
You were starting to sound like the E-man.
Was I?
Yes, must have been all those brown sauce sandwiches you've been having.
But, hang on, we've been having them too.
You said it.
Oh no, we're all turning into E-men.
Oh no. Let's put a stop to this. Wonder if this is the code that'll free you.
It wasn't. Lee B? Nixter? Jenny Tastic? Where have you gone? There's nothing left but these three sandwiches. Well, I am starving. Think I'll try one. Quite a meaty, beefy taste. I wonder. Lee B? Where are you?
I'm right behind you.
Eh? You're all right. How can this be? I thought I turned you all into sandwiches.
Is that why you're eating one of us?
Oh, sorry.
They weren't us. We're us. Those people you saw in the sandwich machine were just robot replicas built by Ollie.
Really?
Yeah. But you didn't know he was the master mechanic.
No, I didn't. Maybe I should employ him at the Weirdery.
Yeah, maybe you should.
DB?
Yes?
Why did he just do that? Go to the trouble of turning robots into sandwiches.
Isn't it obvious?
No, it isn't.
He just wanted to lure you and Mr. Custer here as well.
Exactly. Now I have the full set. Aha!
What are you going to do to us?
You're going to work in my factory, making Olipop models to the day you die.
What about all the Olipop robots?
I'm sending them away on holiday.
Time for a song then, now.